Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Praise his name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I just want to thank you and give you the glory, amen, for what you're doing and what you're about to do. Oh, Father, I bless your name today. I give you honor. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I thank you for your blood, Jesus. I thank you for dying on the cross for me. I thank you, Lord God, because all of us shall know what we'll say. I thank you, Lord God, Lord, I thank you because there's no one like you. Come on, let me shout out all of us, Father. Hit all of you, Father, I give you glory today. What an awesome God. Hallelujah, we serve. Hallelujah, I yield to you, God. Lord, the God you are the heart and finish of my faith. I cannot do anything without you. I want to worship you and thank you, Lord God, for your grace and mercy. I want to thank you for keeping me another day. I want to thank you for keeping me in my right frame of mind. Oh, God, I thank you, Lord God. It can never send another Messiah. Lord God, I could have been dead in my grave, but you got out of Satan, Messiah. You gave me another chance, God. God, I praise you, God, as I yield to you, God. Lord God, I'm not no longer my own. I've been bought with a price, God. And Lord God, I yield all of my members to you, that you take over my mind, my soul, my body, my will and my emotion, God, that I not speak out of the flesh, but I speak out of the will of God. And God, I just thank you, Lord God, for keeping your people all over the world. God, in the name of Jesus. Actually, Lord God, he cursed all of us, the enemy could have killed us, amen, through the night, through bombs and missiles and all of these nuclear weapons, but God, you gave grace to America. Oh, Father, I thank you. I pray that you keep Israel, God. Lord God, let your grace extend much to Israel, because they are your people, God. Lord God, I extend out a prayer, God. Hallelujah to the nations, God. That you would help the nations, God. Because we are living in the last days and these are perilous times. And we have an enemy. And those enemies are never over, but God, we have a God that's great than the enemy, and I praise you right now, and I give you glory, God. There ain't no like you, Jesus. It means I'm not a messiah. Oh, God, I ask you to go in, God. Those that are sick in their bodies today, God, send forth a healing, God, in the name of Jesus. Those that have heart problems, that have conditions in their hearts, God, you a heart fixer and a mind regulator. Hallelujah, ain't nothing too hard for you. You can mend the heart that's Lord God physically. Amen. No problem. Shout out. I won't say it. Been attacked by the enemy. And you can heal the broken in heart as well. Oh, Father, move by your spirit. Somebody need a financial blessing. They've been crying out and waiting on you, God. But I want to tell them today that weeping endured for a night. But joy coming in the morning. Pour out your spirit like none of us shall have. Like never before upon your people, God. Lord God, those that are having marital problems. Lord God, marriage is honorable and the bread is undefined. He gave me all the time, Lord God. Lord God, I ask you to heal them in the name of Jesus. Restore that marriage, God. He can no more shun them, Messiah. Where the enemy trying to come in and destroy it. Now, God, will it be a lust demon or a daughter that come in? Will it be a lie or financial demons that come in? Now, God, rebuke them in your son Jesus' name. And God, I ask you to move upon the children. The children are the heritage of the Lord. And I'm asking, Lord God, to keep these children from being destroyed. That is a wicked devil. He can't go, Messiah. I curse Satan out his throne, Messiah, and I ask you, Lord God, to move by your spirit and cut out every stronghold in the mind, cut out every force of darkness. In the name of Jesus, I burn it in your shadow, a principality in their powers, spiritual wickedness in our places. In the name of Shemuel, Messiah, rule for the darkness of the world. In the name of Jesus, I bind up the princes of the earth, and Lord God, the main astrology and astronomical upon the Lord, I say, attacks upon the body of Christ today. And I ask that you move, Jesus, and turn on
Lucifer's works, because God, you're greater than him, and God, you have all power, and all power is in your head, and no more shame of the Father, and I speak deliverance to your body, in the name of Jesus, I speak healing to your body, I speak restoration to your body, I speak that the homosexual return back to his natural state, hallelujah, be a lesbian, a man, I speak of every governmental demon that can hit America and all around the world in reference to global recession be torn down in Jesus' name. And those demons go back to the pits of hell. I cast their waste into the pits and I ask the angels to go in and open up the earth and all side of the fire and swallow up Satan and his works. All those demons in the name of Jesus, he told us, Satan. No weapon formed against them shall prosper. That are called by God. That are in God. In the name of Jesus. I'm asking you to pray out your spirit. Let your anointing destroy the yokes. Now God upon your ministers and your preachers. Your evangelists, your prophets, and your teachers. Ain't not one member greater than the next. But we all assigned by you, Jesus, to do your will, God. I can't do no. And I'm not looking at anything but the will. God, my son. Now, God, have your way, God. Pour out like never before, God. Rain down mercy and grace today, God. Somebody's on a bed of affliction. Somebody's lost a loved one. But God, you're able. Let God, you're able. I ask you to move by your spirit. In the name of Jesus, destroy and uproot Satan's work. Destroy his God's kingdom. Destroy those seducing spirits. Those lying spirits. Those adulterous spirits. Those witchcraft spirits. Those financial demons. In the name of Jesus. And I declare and decree the victory through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Let his blood flow today. In the name of Jesus. All over the world. Through every nation, God. Let them know that God is sovereign. Let God let them know that you can do everything but prayer. I yield to you, God. Knowing that God, I am a sovereign. I am nothing without you. But Lord God, if you move, hallelujah, I bless your name. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. And if you decide to don't want to move, I'm still going to bless your name. But I'm praying out for the nations, because the nations are in trouble, and we're nearing the end. And Lord God, salvation is our hand, and deliverance is our hand, and holiness is our hand, and the kingdom of God is our hand. Come on in, saints, before it's too late. Stab the gift with the people. And Lord God, send forth the anointing that destroys every young man. In Jesus' name, the blood of Jesus, in the name of the Son of the Father, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, can destroy every work for Satan. The blood of Jesus can be applied to the homes. It can be applied to the doorposts. The blood of Jesus, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, to save us and deliver us. Oh, my God, I thank you, Jesus. I have to apply the blood on the doorposts. In the name of Jesus, that those that are going through, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, will not have to look back like Lot's did and turn it to a pillar of salt. And Lord God, I thank you, Jesus, because Lord God, with you, it's your name, amen. Somebody's being healed today. Somebody's being delivered today. I curse Satan's work in Jesus' name. I bless your name. I bless you, Jesus. I bless you, Jesus. I bless you, Jesus. I praise you, Jesus. Oh, you're awesome, God. Lord, you're so worthy. I can't do nothing without you, Jesus. I can't even wake up in the morning without you, Jesus. I thank the Lord, God. And I'm going in your presence today. I don't want to destroy you. Hallelujah, you work for me, God. So I'm very careful on what I speak and what I say. I'm very careful on who I minister to and tell what they said, Lord. Because, Lord God, this is not my words, but it's your words listen, I want to handle it with kid gloves. I want to be very delicate, but I don't destroy your people. And I want you to move by your spirit. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, tear up and root up everything that the tanker worm and the pillow worm have tried to eat up. In the name of Jesus, my God, stir up, oh, God, my soul. Restore, God, come on, my soul. Deliver, God, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, oh, God, and I give you the glory, God. And I'm a son of Messiah. 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 I rebuke you, Lucifer. I hate you, Pastor Messiah. And I bind and rebuke you in Jesus' name. I cast your western through the abyss. It's on the Messiah. You are defeated, folks. Jesus defeated you at Calvary. You have no more power. It's on the Messiah, no Messiah. No authority, no dominion over me. I'm not of a son, no Messiah. And over God's people that choose to serve the living God. Because in you there is death, but in Jesus and his blood there is life. I speak life by the blood. I speak life by Jesus' blood. I speak life by Jesus' blood. I thank the Lord. I thank the Lord. I thank the Lord. How awesome you are. How gracious you are. Oh, I praise you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hands need to clap and begin to praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We need to yield to the Lord. We need to get our houses in order. We need to do the things that God has appointed for our lives. We need to stop intermeddling in other men's and women's affairs. We need to stop being high-minded. We need to stop being lustful. We need to stop being covetous. We need to stop being that acts unseemly. We go in holy and we come out holy. We go in righteous and we come out righteous. Holiness without, ain't no man gonna see the Lord. Holiness without, ain't no man gonna see the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Holiness without, you can't even enter in. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. We'll praise your name today. I bless you, I bless you. I worship you, I thank you, God. I thank you, God, for keeping food on my table and clothes on my back. I thank you, God, for meeting my needs and paying my bills. Now, God, I ask you to guard of every witch and every warlock today. And I command and I speak to them. And I prophesy to them that come through, Messiah, that they are a defeated foe. Ain't nothing greater than God. Ain't no prophet greater than God. Nothing can pass God, because God is all more than all sin. It's almost shun of Messiah. And I thank you, God, for being my Lord and Savior. Holy Oversh, I yield to you, God. With the meditation on my heart. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. With the meditation of my mouth, just don't go together. Let the words of my mouth, and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in our sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Nobody can do me like you do, Jesus. I bless you today. What an awesome God we serve. That can do everything but fail. When the Philistines set up Dathan and brought God into the house of Dathan, the Bible says, by morning, hallelujah, Dathan was down on the ground. You see, ask God. Nobody can stand before God. Anything but ask God. And now, God, these people that worship all of these Dathan and Ashdod and all of these gods and all of them and all of these gods, Messiah. God, he can't shut up, Messiah. They won't be able to stand. They don't have hope, Messiah. Was cast down, shut up. That morning, hallelujah. And then they stood him back up again. They don't have shut up. I speak to you today, and I contend it, shut up, Messiah. Those that worship these idols, those that worship their God and Balaam and all of these gods, all of these Ekeoshan, Messiah, in the name of Jesus, that on tomorrow, not only will God Ekeoshan throw you down, Hanoshan, Messiah, but he's going to cut off your hands and your head. Ain't nothing greater than God. Ekeoshan, Messiah, I command the demonic oppression that is a big God, and all these idol worshipers, and from the shadow of Messiah, there ain't but one God, one faith, and one hope, and one baptism. I command you to go back to the picture of hell. In Jesus' name, the Lord rebuke you. Lord God, I ask you, Lord God, to cover and recover. Lord God, and cover again in your blood. In your blood, Jesus. I yield to you, God. I yield. You know, as often as we come together, we take the Lord's Supper. Amen. And we do this in remembrance of him, his death, burial, and resurrection until he comes. And it's coming out of, praise God, 1 Corinthians chapter 11. Thank you, Jesus. Verses 24. And when he had given thanks, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. The Bible said, thank you, Jesus. He broke it and said, thank you, Jesus. Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. Thank you, Jesus. If you have your bread, you might take it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I'm just covered with the anointing right now. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. It's just like fire. And then in verse 25, it states, after the same manner also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. Do this. This do ye as oft as you drink it in remembrance of me. You may take it. The grape juice. Thank you, Jesus. This is Pastor Barbara Burris, as you probably well know, amen. And this is Bible Study Day, and we're coming out of, in reference to Mystery Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and abomination of the
earth, amen. And I've told you in time past, amen, that it's not going to get any better. And I'm speaking by the word of God. But he also said in the Bible, amen, in Revelations chapter 6, verse 6, amen, when the horse, amen, came forth and the rider, one of the things he said, hurt not the oil and the wine. Amen. The anointing, amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Those that are anointed and those that belong to God, amen, we won't be hurt in this recession, in this global recession. If we continue to press in to God and continue to believe him for what he say he's able to do. You know, God is sovereign, and God can do everything but fail. You know, the Bible say there is no counsel that is greater than God's counsel. And nothing that a man can think or imagine, amen, even the devil, can outwit the thoughts and the things that God has designed for our lives. So I literally, amen, invite you to get your paper and your pencils ready, because this is a word from the Lord. Amen. And we got to understand, hallelujah, that God has given us precept upon precept, line upon line, here a little and there a little, amen. Information and mysteries, amen, in order to help us understand his word, in order to survive, and literally in order to, amen, understand that God has everything in control, even though the enemy is trying to make it out of control. And, you know, I get so tired of people saying that God did this and God this and he allowed this and all of that. Don't you know that God is like this? When he made us our own free moral agents. Amen. He gave us a will. Amen. And when the will was established in mankind, we had a choice. Amen. Adam had a choice. He could have stopped what he was doing because he knew the word. Once we get the word and know the word, amen, we need to stop crucifying God and blaming God for what's happening to us and saying he's this and all of that. Because in a day's time, you don't know what God is doing to keep this earth, amen, intact from colliding with other planets. You don't know what he's doing in a day's time in order to keep us, amen, with our bodies intact, amen, from going into shock or disintegrating or dying, amen. God is everything that you can ever want or imagine. And we need to stop putting a finger on him and saying he created the good and he created evil and he making evil did this and he making evil do that. The only time that he allow evil to come forth is when you walk in rebellion. The only time evil attacks you is when there is something in your life, amen, that the enemy is trying to do to destroy you. And then the only other reason why the enemy is coming in is to stop the will of God. These two factors are always remaining. It's because you are out of attack, out of the area where you need to be with God, or the enemy is literally trying to destroy you because you're intact with God. So don't blame God, because God, I feel so sorry for what God has had to go through because of the mistake of Adam. Until sometime it just angers me. He literally could have stopped it. Amen. You don't, just don't know what God could have did. He could have literally went in and healed Eve. But Eve went on and she did what she did and did Adam follow. I ain't following no man. I even curse the powers of Satan and his unclean self, because he's constantly hitting us for various things. But like I say, if you're not in the will, then you bring sin upon your own self. You bring suffering upon your own self. But if you are in the will, Satan is going to attack you because he wants to destroy the God that's on the inside of you and the purpose that God has ordained for your life. So anyway, Mr. Babylon the Great, I have told you in past, amen, that Mr. Babylon the Great was Lebanon, amen. A lot of people are not looking at Lebanon as in reference to where the Antichrist is coming from. And Satan is going to literally do a strategy, amen, and this is in reference to commerce, amen. And he's trying to do this on an international scale, amen. And it's going to be commerce It's going to literally be, that will be the, what you say, the main, if you had a office building and the main office where the administration was on the top floor, well, Lebanon is just like that. That's the main area for commerce, amen, and administrative area for commerce to be distributed all over the world and the nation because of what Antichrist is going to do. There are other strategies that Satan will try to use to obtain world government. He's literally trying to build a one world government. He started at the beginning of creation with Adam and Eve. When God kicked Satan out of heaven, he was kicked down here on earth, and he came down here to deceive man and to try to take over this earth realm. That's why people, amen, the Bible called him the God of this world because of what he did to Adam and Eve. But Jesus came back. He came back for a remnant of people. And they are the spirit beings that he birthed forth, amen, that will not bow down to Balaam, that will not compromise with what the devil is trying to do. Even though we are attacked and seem like persecution are on every side and seem like there is no let up, seem like if you get out of one situation, then you go into another. You go through one problem, and then there you are. You're back in the midst of a problem that seems like it's greater than whatever you had just come out of. But God is a sustainer, so don't worry about how you're going to make it, and don't worry about what's going to happen, amen, because God is literally going to keep everything in control. God is just that kind of God. But we need to start worshiping and praising him more. We need to start declaring and decreeing over our life. Amen. We need to stop listening to negative voices that come to us and try to create a thought pattern in our lives. And we need to stop giving life to those negative thoughts. The first one was Lebanon, and which is with the commerce. Commerce is important if we want to keep up with modernization and technology and survival. All over the world today, the nations, the various states, amen, they're literally being overpopulated, amen. That brings on recession, that brings on poverty, that brings on the global recession because we cannot maintain what's literally, amen, been spreading on the earth as far as the people are concerned. We're too overly populated, amen, and this earth is literally dying. It cannot support, amen, our needs. We've gone into the ground, into the earth itself, and pulled up more resources that were literally embedded into the earth, amen, in order for it to live. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And I can go into detail and tell you a lot about that. Let us take a look at when King David became king over Israel. King Hiram of Tyre sent gifts to David. These gifts included cedar trees, carpenters, and masons, material that would be used for building his palace, amen, and that's why they made a league together. They made a treaty. They made a covenant, amen. And you can find that in 2 Samuel 5 and 11. Through this friendship, commerce was developed between the nations. Amen. And this is some of the oldest, records of commerce, amen, and how it was developed, amen, between the nations. Egypt, they say Egypt was one that founded the system of commerce in so many various things, but I don't know who actually founded it, but I know that they had started to do it, amen, back in Egypt and Rome and Israel, Lebanon, and back in there, and that's how they got a chance to trade for spices and various wild animals and various types of foods, amen, and materials to build homes and stuff like that. The Antichrist will use the economy against Israel. One of the ways that he wants to gain Jerusalem is to cut off all outside means of support during the time of war. The Antichrist thinks that the reduction of trade to Israel would help make it defenseless. He wants to decrease the wealth expand their power by destroying their economy through trade. This is why I cry out for Israel. This is why I literally cry out that America will begin to support Israel. Israel really needs our help right now. This Antichrist is going to get 10 nations to join up with him during that time, but they will turn their backs on him and follow God. I thank God for that. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. The Antichrist would allow the Commerce Department to take census of the people all over the world. This is very important, and I will discuss it later. Let us take a look at King Solomon during his reign. Hiram and Solomon shared in the profits of trading when they joined forces together. And years ago, the Navy was assigned to commerce. Amen. The Phoenicians were seafaring people and were wise in trading. They were shipbuilders as well. When Solomon wanted to help in building the temple of God, Hiram gave his services to him. The Phoenicians invented a system through their alphabets for commerce use. Amen. And it's used today. And today the Phoenician alphabet is used as a part of the English alphabet. Silver shekels minted in Tyre with Phoenician god Melquot on one side and on the reverse side an eagle. This was believed to be the 30 pieces of silver given to Judas for the betrayal of Jesus. It was a payment in the temple despite of the pagan symbol on it. I have a portion of teaching that I had started, and I have to pick it back up, amen, in reference to the Antichrist. And the Antichrist is going to literally sow in like an eagle, amen, thinking that they in deception, causing Israel to think that they are the ones that are the true Christ, amen. Well, one of them is going to be a father and son, but the last one is going to really think that he's going to be noted as that eagle that's going to come in and defend and help Israel. And he's going to literally make a league with the prime minister of Israel. And this will be the fall of this prime minister, because any time you begin to get involved with anybody else and serve pagan gods, then you have separated yourself from God. And God is going to be upset with that, and he's going to cause this prime minister, amen, to be carried, amen, away from Israel and go into where this Antichrist is going to be at in Lebanon, and there he will die. I can give you more information on it. I don't have it pulled up before me, so I don't want to just speak everything and not speak it in the correct context. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Now, what we need to do now is focus on religion and the military. And religion, amen, if you look at today's notes, amen, all over the media, amen, the Muslims literally don't want Christianity anywhere in the foreign countries. And they're trying to stop Americans from literally wanting God, amen, because it's been an offense to them. So it's better that they think that it's better that we not even speak the name of God in the open. And Satan is literally doing everything he can to try to stop the will of God through military as well as through religion. They all want one religion, one world religion. That's what Satan is trying to establish. And then with the military, amen, the Antichrist, amen, has a military background. He's going to be very skillful, amen, in wars. He's going to win wars, and this is going to turn the young folks, the young people are the ones that's going to really follow behind this Antichrist. There will be two temples built. The first one, the Antichrist will dwell in, and the last Christ will dwell in. For the Bible said in Ezekiel chapter 40 through 48 about the temple that will be built for Christ. And then Christ will not dwell in an unclean temple. That means in your physical body as well as the temple that we built. Amen. So when the Israelites begin to build this temple, amen, the Antichrist is going to live in that temple. Amen. Thinking that he is having people to think that he is the Christ. But Christ won't live in it because it will be defiled. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. That would be two Antichrists, like I say, that would come out of Lebanon. And you can find that in Revelation chapter 13. One will reign for a short time. Then after 70 years has passed, the last Antichrist will reign. This is the one that will fight in the battle at Armageddon in the Valley of Jezreel. Remember I preached a sermon here sometime about Hosea and how God had told Hosea to marry this prostitute, amen, this whore, and how Israel had become in whoredom, amen. Well, Jezreel was one of Hosea's sons, and what he literally did, praise God, Jezreel had a city, a town made, amen, in his name. I think I would have to get the history on the time that it was made. Well, that's where Armageddon is, amen. And so the same Armageddon, amen, that is spoken about in the book of Revelation in Jezreel, because Hosea's wife was into whoredom, and whoredom was passed into Israel as an example of showing what Israel had done. When Jesus Christ come back, he's going to whoop and destroy the Antichrist, amen, in Jezreel as, amen, the whoredom, Mystery Babylon, the great, the mother of harlots and abomination of the earth. Amen. And Mystery Babylon took all the nations into whoredom, into slavery, into sorcery, into all kind of wicked things in order to please the Antichrist. One of the things that Antichrist is going to do, he's not going to want people to marry. Amen. He don't care if everybody that's on earth be a homosexual, because his desire is to raise children only through conception for his personal gain. Amen. Put them into wars and stuff like that. So they're going to be forbidden not to marry. Amen. So we need to be careful that we are staying up under Jesus Christ. Amen. And not be up under the yoke of bondage. Amen. Then we'll come out of the bloodline. Amen. The tribe of Dan that is extinct. Dan was made extinct. Amen. When he was given his inheritance, he was not able to go in and possess the land. Amen. And I will go into detail about that as well. Satan destroyed them after they received their inheritance to the promised land. Amen. And you can look in Ezekiel chapter 17, 1 through 24, and it speaks, gives you a lot of input and information on that. But the Antichrist is going to come in through the bloodline, because he's going to have to prove that he is, amen, of the bloodline, of the lineage, amen, thank you, Jesus, of the Israelites, amen, thank you, Jesus, Jacob's 12 sons, amen, praise God. And then the Bible, before Revelation chapter 13 and 20, can be fulfilled, there must first be a falling away, an apostasy. And I will speak to you next week on the apostasy. God bless you. Amen.
Jesus,
the
joy that flows,
the joy that flows.
overcome.